I really don't like wearing pants, but we gotta wear them so we don't be outside naked. And when you get home, you get to do what you wanna do. The mask is not much different. It's out of respect and kindness to others. And you can do what you wanna do when you get home. I mean, you can breathe with no mask, get on the ventilator and practice, whatever you wanna do. No one's trying to invade into your privacy. We just want to have a little bit of consideration in public for others. And, you know, I can't tell you all the data points because there's, you know, I think Ben said it best. There's data on both sides. It's depending on who you're talking to or what channel you're watching. But I like my chances with the mask and the social distancing because I feel that that's a better survival rate for me.
This morning, as COVID cases mount across the country, the mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The partisan mask debate is heating up.
Mask debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mask debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mask debate.
The mask debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mask debate.
The mask debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mask debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mask debate is far from over.
How many mask debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mask debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mask debate.
And we'll dive deeper into this pet store mask debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the Great Mask Debate.
The Great Mask Debate. The mask debaters is everywhere. And the great Samuel Tucker is masturbating everywhere. He says he don't want, he had to wear pants until he gets home and he don't wear no pants. And then he practices on the ventilator. Did y'all hear that? What the hell? Nobody has a ventilator laying around, do you? You know, 80% of the people they've been putting on ventilators is dying and they ain't putting them on ventilators no more. But Sammy Tucker says, oh, you can go ventilate and practice all the ventilating you want as long as you ain't naked out in the yard. Now here in Kershaw County, you got a whole bunch of masturbators. There's masturbating going on over here, masturbating going on over here, and everybody's masturbating. And at County Council, they all masturbators. There's seven masturbators on them there.
Mr. Bozarth, sir.
With the people who've been tested positive, our death rate has not gone up in over a month. Is that right?
Not in Kershaw at all, correct.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I think obviously if you test more, you're going to have positive results, but the numbers to me, if you go back and look at when things started opening back up a month ago, the numbers started going up. So I think it's obvious that there's more cases based on that simple fact. I think if you look at the numbers, you go back to Memorial Day or so, right in that time frame, and here we are 30 days later and cases have doubled. So to me, you know, it just says that yeah, more tests is going to be more positives, but because we open things back up, we have more cases. So I think the mask, you know, and I know people have different opinions of it, but I believe that the mask will keep it from spreading. So that's why I wear one. So, thank you.
Yeah. Other comments?
Just a question.
Yeah, Ben, please.
How particularly alarming is this trend in your view, given there's so much more testing? I'm not necessarily surprised that the infection rate for a communicable respiratory disease would increase if you test a lot more. I was encouraged to hear you say that the mortality rate, or at least over the last month, has increased. I think with the additional testing, another month or two will really tell us whether or not there is a lag there or not. What are your thoughts on that?
Of course, I'm not, you know, doctor, but I would say that from the beginning, as you recall, what we were told was the issue in trying to flatten the curve, remember that term, was so that we didn't overload the hospitals. And we were trying not to keep people from getting sick, we're trying to keep from the hospitals being overloaded, so we didn't lose people who couldn't get the level of care they needed. So that seems to be what's happening right now, is the hospitals are not being overloaded.
At this point, I'll have a commentary that says we've relied on the discipline and the common sense public appeal of our citizens to exercise good hygiene, social distancing, masking, and so on where appropriate. And so we as a county have not directed anything. Here's a, all right, Mr. Tucker.
Yes, sir. I'm of the belief of Councilman Gardner here that's sitting to my left that this thing is real. And if you don't think it's real, just be kind enough and responsible enough not to disrespect other people's wishes by social distancing and staying away from others and not congregating. Because I think as this thing and the numbers keep going the wrong direction, the less I'm talking to people. I'm giving virtual hugs, kisses, and goodbyes with hand signals because I don't want to get infected nor infect others, especially the older population that I deal with.
And as I have said before in this chamber, I will not wear a mask unless, you know, it becomes a law. And if it becomes a law, I will certainly obey the law, which it has, and I will abide by that in the city of Camden. And any business that asks me to wear one, I'll wear one, but otherwise I'm not. Let me just say this. I don't think you folks wearing a mask is a sign of submission. I don't think that. I think you're truly wearing it because you believe it will help you or help somebody else. I just don't have that belief. I just don't see that. But there's no submission in this whatsoever. I'm going to obey the law if the mask is the law. But I just want it known, there is no submission on my part.
I mean, the most recent data I've looked at on masks, if we're going to work off the data, is mandatory mask counties, which I guess they disagree with Alan Wilson, in California, Mr. DeBose, where some are mandatory mask wearers and some are not, and the infection rates are the same with very similar populations. There's something to be said for it. I think there's data on each side, and I think kindness was the word that was used, or politeness. Out of consideration for others. If it helps, perhaps it does. I don't know that government should be mandating and be a nanny in some way, trying to impact what people's individual decisions are.
Okay. I do have a question.
Mr. Chairman.
How do you breathe out of these things without your glasses fogging up?
Mr. Snodgrass.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, members of council, just to be brief, I know we had a discussion on masks earlier, and this is in no way my remarks are just kind of my own journey, kind of where I came from as far on the masks. Just a few weeks ago, I realized that it wasn't about my protection and it wasn't about keeping me from getting the virus, but I just came to a realization that there are folks out there who feel more comfortable when other people are wearing a mask. And just through my own kind of self-reflection and spiritual journey, I've come to terms that it is it's our high calling to do for others over ourselves, and that's not anything to put a guilt trip on anybody else. This is just, I'm just speaking for me, so I'm not saying anyone else has to feel this way. I guess I'm just sharing kind of my own observations. Second, I really, 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 really need my kids to go back to school this fall, so I really need you to wear a mask.
Yeah.
My wife, who's a teacher, she really wants to be back in the classroom, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get us to that point. And if I can just leave with anything, the mask, it's not about you. It's not about protecting you. It's about a courtesy, and it's about protecting other people. So that concludes my report.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Kershaw County Council. Now, they stand poised to take your freedom on this Tuesday night, where they're going to pass an ordinance requiring everybody to wear a mask everywhere. And it's a $25 fine. And they expect the popo to go around giving everybody tickets. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, these seven people hold your freedom in their hands. And they are going to dictate to you what is medically sound advice. Ha! From Anthony Fauci and the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo and the CDC and the DHEC and OSHA, who are all talking about wearing a mask when several months ago they said no. And remember when they said, oh, we're going to flatten the curve. It's not going to, we just want to slow down the people so we don't overwhelm the hospitals. And now it's, let's slow down the spread. And then it's going to be, let's protect grandma and grandpa. All for a virus that doesn't kill but 0.026% of the population. And if you're under 40, it's astronomical. You might get hit by lightning twice before you catch the corona and die. But who cares about that? These boys are here to save us. Ain't that right, same you? Practicing on your ventilator, ain't you? You don't you know. So Kershaw County Council has decided that they're going to pass an ordinance. And in this ordinance, the whereases and ases goes on and on and on. So here we are, we on the Kershaw County agenda, the county council meeting. And the Honorable David Snotgrass, the Reverend, is going to give the invocation and the Hosea song and the Pledge of Allegiance and all that kind of stuff. Because don't you know Romans 13, don't you know? But if you go down, this thing is way, way down. It's buried, 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 buried. You got to go down and down and down and down and down. Oh, let me go over here and we'll go down and down and down and down and down and down. And it's over here on page 54. Oh, Greg, here we go. Way down in the county council agenda, y'all. You find ordinance 353.2020, an emergency ordinance by the Kershaw County Council to require face coverings in the unincorporated area of Kershaw County. You know what that means? That means every damn way around here. Even on the rivers and stuff, if you know what I mean. So here goes the whereases. They love the whereases. Whereases. Whereases the Governor Henry McMaster, the disaster of McMaster, has issued a executive order and has extended the effect, and blah, 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 blah. Then the whereas the corona cases continue to grow in the state of South Carolina. Be afraid, people. The more testing, of course, the more positives. Talk about the death rate. The death rate. But anyway, let's move on. Well, Kershaw County hereby declares a state of emergency due to the corona. Governor McMaster, the disaster McMaster, is calling on all counties and municipalities to enact ordinances requiring face masks in conjunction with social distancing. The governor said the local law enforcement of a targeted local ordinance will work far better than a one-size-fits-all top-down mandate. Translation? He ain't got enough people to force everybody to do it, so he wants to gather up all the local police and the sheriff's department and all that and make y'all wear a mask. He wants to flood the courts with tickets for not wearing masks. And the next thing you know, it'd be like Australia, and they'd be busting in your windows and dragging you out the car and all because you ain't wearing a mask. It goes on and on with the whereases and whereases. And if y'all want, y'all can stop this video any way you want and read it. Whereas is the Constitution now, 1895, of South Carolina, as amended, provides all laws concerning local government shall be liberally considered. See, this is the justification for taking away your freedom and your personal choice and all that, your individual liberty, for this idea of collective. It's the collective salvation. Ain't that right, Dr. Snodgrass? The Reverend. Ha! Anyway, you keep reading on down, and they just talk about how they're going to take away your rights. It says the county is expressly empowered pursuant blah, 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 this law and that law and all kinds of laws that already took away your liberties. You see, these laws is null and void. Why? Because you ain't got no damn liberty. If you ain't got no liberty, then what good is the government anyway? They're just going to decide when you ain't got nothing but privileges then. You know these masks ain't never going away. Once they grab this power, you ain't never getting it back. Too bad, y'all. Whereas, here, let me slow down. That way y'all can stop the video and read the stuff if you really want to. Dee-dee-dee. All right, let's move down a little bit further. There you go. Stop the video. Read what it says. Oh, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Requirement of face coverings. Here's the terms and they're using capitals and all kind of stuff. In person and blah, blah, blah. Face covering is required by every person within the boundaries of the unincorporated as detailed below. Every person must wear a face covering at all times. Inside any building which is open to the public. Waiting to enter any building which is open to the public. Interacting with other persons in outdoor picnic spaces, included but not limited to curbside pickup, delivery, and service calls. Engaging in business activities in public, commercial, or industrial spaces, utilizing public or commercial transportation services, or walking or operating in any public, commercial, or industrial area where maintaining a distance of 6 feet between other persons at all times is not possible. Now, you know, the arbitrary 6 foot bull crap that they tell, 1 foot six, 2 foot six, everywhere you go around the world, it's different. They just make this shit up. This is Anthony Fauci, Dr. Bling Bling, and all them crazy fools up yonder. And this thing's been playing for a long time. And these useful idiots here, they don't do nothing but watch PMSNBC and CDD and Fox News and all that. And that's how they get their news. And then they listen to the idiots above them. The McMaster, the disaster, and all them political appointees. And the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo and the CDC. It's all big scam. This damn flu ain't killed nobody in Kershaw County in a couple of months. Even though the case rate's going up and up and up and they're testing. It's a damn flu, y'all. All these mask coverings is just to get you to comply. It's going to get worse and worse. Next thing you know, you're going to have to roll up your sleeve, if you know what I mean. Old Bill Gates and that dirty rotten scoundrel, Anthony Fauci and all them. Giving all these billions and billions of dollars for everybody for to roll up the sleeve. Great day. Now, here in Kershaw County, we got these crazy, crazy, useful idiots that don't do their own homework, don't know anything about the foundation and principles of liberty, and now they're going to use the law in an illegal way because they cannot prove their claim. There ain't no way to prove that face masks work. There's studies, and there's 100 studies out yonder. All you got to do is click a little bit, of course, YouTube and Google and all them kinds of things. They censoring everything. That's book burning. And these people here are just playing along with it, y'all. Just playing along. And you know what? Y'all, here in Kershaw County, ain't nobody upset. But guess what? All across the world, people are growing cojones, and it's coming out in the streets. Look at here what happened in Europe.
In Europe.
So why the hell are businesses still closed when the fine is not enforceable? Why are people still wearing masks when there's no legal requirement that states they have to wear masks? It's making you a slave to the system and it needs to stop.
Can I ask you a question? Do you listen to the BBC, yes or no?
Unsere Forderung ist zurück zur Demokratie, weg mit den Gesetzen, die uns einengen, weg mit der Maske, die uns zu Sklaven macht.
Ja.
heute hier, weil auf der ganzen Welt nur noch wenige Wissenschaftler, die regierungstreu berichten, gehört werden. Es gibt Tausende, Abertausende Wissenschaftler, Ärzte weltweit, die werden nicht gehört, die werden mundtot gemacht, die werden zensiert oder als Verschwörungstheoretiker diskreditiert, obwohl sie ganze Universitäten geleitet haben. Dagegen protestiere ich. Ich möchte den Konsens, der früher möglich war und jetzt nicht mehr erlaubt zu sein scheint.
Today I'm here speaking in front of all of you for my children because I refuse to tell them in 20 years' time that I did nothing to save their human rights.
Now, the thing about Kershaw County is when they vote on this on Tuesday night, it takes 2/3 of the 7 to get it to pass. And what that means is here, this is for y'all that can't do simple math. 2/3 times 7 equals 4.67. And you round up, that means 5. That means 5 people have to vote for this. Now, the 5 people that vote for this kind of thing, what they are is the very definition of terrorist. See? Terrorism. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. Now, what do you think these here useful idiots is doing? Now, they might dress it up as sunshine and lollipops. We love y'all and we got to keep safe and grandma and the feelings of everybody and all that. They can dress their pig up all they want. They can put lipstick on that pig. But guess what? It's still a pig. You're taking away people's liberty and you know it. And you're giving that excuse. You're fascist and you're socialist and you're collectivist and you need to leave us the hell alone. I'm telling y'all, every one of these here council members that votes for this here ordinance ought to be classified as an enemy combatant under the Patriot Act. And they ought to be shipped out of Guantanamo Bay and waterboarded for about 82,000 times. That's what I think about it. Maybe even take them out back and give them a tar and feather bath, don't you know? How many of you out there are going to be like the Europeans that don't comply? How many of you? How many of you are going to grow cojones and don't comply? Folks, I ain't complying. I ain't wearing no damn mask just because you fools tell me I got to wear a mask. You're illegal. You're parasites. You're psychopaths. Go to hell. Go to hell. Folks, something to think about, y'all. Bye.
You know, I buy this mask and everybody just looks at me like I'm some sort of a freak. And it's like, you know, that hurts. It hurts really bad. I'm trying to make it just like you are. I don't want to wear this damn thing, but I have to, you know? No mask, no service. Why do you think they got us, it's drilled into our heads for so many years? No shoes, no shirt, no service. Now it's no mask, no service. You know, I'm getting pretty sick of this. People need to wake up. So I bought this mask because I wanted to protect others, my family. I've got 3 little sheep children and my sheep wife. I wear this mask everywhere. And the only problem I have with it is that it's, you know, I just don't feel like it's providing much, you know. There's space on the sides and it's made out of like 2 cent freaking material. It's like, come on, you know? These masks are supposed to help us? Yeah, right, more like duplicate us.